Grace, mercy, and peace be unto you from God our Father and from our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ.
Amen.
For what I received from the Lord, I delivered unto you. What did he receive from the Lord? The first thing is he received all things from the Lord. There is no pitting St. Paul against our Lord Jesus Christ. We cannot say, I believe in the Jesus of the Gospels, and not at the same time say that I believe in what Paul has written. Nor can we say, I believe in Paul and not in what Jesus has said. What is clear is what Paul has received from the Lord Jesus himself, he hands on to us. And what he received is the Lord's Supper, the New Testament in his blood, the New Covenant. And so the old has passed away and the new has come. We are no longer under the old covenant because it has arrived. The fulfillment thereof has been established. That Jesus, the Lamb of God, the one pointed to from the beginning when God said to the serpent that one would come to crush his head, the one that was sacrificed in order to clothe Adam and Eve, and all the sacrifices that came thereafter, all pointed to this one. It is new. It is distinct. The old has passed away because the new has come and surpassed it. It has made the old obsolete. But that does not mean it doesn't carry some of the aspects of the old. For when our Lord set Adam and Eve in the garden, he established trees not only for natural food, to be eaten in a natural way, the way that we eat breakfast, lunch, and dinner, but he also established trees for food that would give to them a spiritual good. He set two trees. One was for their spiritual good, and one was not. Do not eat from the tree in the middle of the garden, for in the day that you eat of it, from the tree of the knowledge of good and evil, you will surely die. This was not just natural food. It carried with it a spiritual reality. The same with the tree of life, which after they fell, after they rebelled against God and ate from the tree from which God commanded them not to eat, they were barred from eating. Both of these trees, though they had natural food upon them, food that they could bite with their mouths and chew with their teeth and swallow, along with it gave either a spiritual benefit or, rejecting the word of God, a spiritual detriment. Our Lord Jesus Christ, on the night when he was betrayed, after the Passover supper had ended, after that was all over, he establishes his New Testament in his blood, and he gives them food to eat. Natural food, but not just natural food. Natural food that also brings with it a spiritual, supernatural reality. And for those who believe, it brings a supernatural benefit. But for those who do not believe, for those who do not discern the body of the Lord, or his blood, or the body of his church, they receive a supernatural detriment. For whoever therefore eats the bread or drinks the cup of the Lord in an unworthy manner will be guilty concerning the body and blood of the Lord. That is why many of you are weak and ill, and some have died. Here we see the fulfillment of the sacrifices that God has made and the fulfillment of bringing the tree of life to us. When our Lord instituted this meal, which we eat in a natural way, but also eat in a supernatural way, because with this bread and with this wine does he also give to us his very body and blood, which was pierced and shed upon the cross for the forgiveness of our sins. And that is the center of the new covenant. The forgiveness of your sins. Jeremiah said, "Behold, the days are coming, declares the Lord, when I will make a new covenant with the house of Israel and the house of Judah. Not like the covenant that I made with their fathers on the day when I took them by the hand to bring them out of the land of Egypt, my covenant that they broke, though I was their husband, declares the Lord. For this is the covenant that I will make with the house of Israel after those days, declares the Lord. I will put my law within them, and I will write it on their hearts, and I will be their God, and they shall be my people. And no longer shall each one teach his neighbor and each his brother, saying, 'Know the Lord,' for they shall all know me, from the least of them to the greatest, declares the Lord. For I will forgive their iniquity, and I will remember their sins no more." This is the center of the new covenant, the new testament that Jesus establishes on this night. That he will forgive the sins of his people. And that he will provide the sacrifice. And he will be the host of the meal. And he will welcome all those who believe and trust in him to his table and as members of his family. This is the center of it. For in the old covenant, they had sacrifices. But they were not sacrifices that God provided. They provided it. And in the old covenant, they also ate of those sacrifices. But they ate them at their homes. Here, God is the host, and God provides the sacrifice. So that it is no longer a sacrifice, but a sacrament given for our blessing and for our benefit. That all those who come in with repentant hearts and faith, trusting in the mercy that God has given to us and poured out upon us in his Son, receive the forgiveness of sins in their eating and drinking when they receive this. For God provides this sacrifice. And it is not something that must be repeated all the time. It is a sacrifice done once and for all. And the benefits therefrom continue to flow into all the chalices of Christendom. And that is finally the main difference in what was established of old and what is given to us now. For not only do we receive the forgiveness of sins, but we receive it by consuming the blood of the sacrifice. That was the one thing forbidden of all of Israel in the Old Testament. You may not drink or eat of the blood, because the blood has the life in it. And so now he marks us, not our doorposts and lintels, but us. When he puts his very blood into our mouths, he marks us as those to be passed by death, and thus marking us for life. For those who will live, because we have the very life of the blood of Jesus Christ, our Lamb slain, but living and seated at the right hand of the Father. This is the great gift that he has given to us, that we receive the forgiveness of sins, we receive the New Testament, the greater covenant, the sacrifice that God has provided, the blood that marks us as those who shall live, because it gives to us the forgiveness of sins. Do not refrain from enjoying it as often as it is offered. For this is now what makes you his people. You eat with the Lord in his kingdom, which has no end. This is the foretaste of what you shall enjoy for all eternity. It is a foretaste. It is an appetizer, that which whets your appetite for the greater thing to come, to keep you going, to strengthen your faith, so that you will not give up. So come to his table, come to his altar, to receive the New Testament, which is sealed in the blood of Jesus and painted upon you. In the name of Jesus, amen. Now the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, keep your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus into life everlasting. Amen.